in business here at Lucky Strike Social. We're going to ask. We have to make an inquiry. All right? 90 seconds, no commercials. Hardy with the headlines, and we are right back from Lucky Strike Social on opening day. Excuse me?
Nothing.
Touchdown! Score!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Yes, it is Red Sox opening day. They'll get underway here just about 2 hours from now as the Rays are in town for the first of three. Mookie Betts leads off. He's in right, followed by Andrew Benintendi. Hanley Ramirez at first and J.D. Martinez batting fourth as your DH. Then it's Xander Bogaerts at short. Rafael Devers at third. Eduardo Nunez, the second baseman, and batting seventh, followed by Jackie Bradley Jr. in center field and Christian Vasquez batting ninth and behind the plate for David Price. Also, a little note from Peter Abraham on Twitter today that Alex Cora moved into his place, said he went to Target to pick up a few items, and nobody recognized him. So it'll take a while before, I guess, Alex Cora is recognized going around town. Oh, we have an update from the Masters. Tiger Woods did not make his birdie putt on number five, so he'll have about 6-7 feet left to save par and remain at even on the day. Thank you for that, Jeff. Celtics lost to the Raptors in Toronto last night, 96-78. Tomorrow night, they're home to play the Bulls. Bruins in Florida tonight to play the Panthers. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers have the pregame at 7 and the puck will drop at 7:30 right here on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Bruins Radio Network. Headlines are brought to you by Live Nation, Thomas Rhett with Brett Young and Midland, September 20th at Dunkin' Donuts Center and the 22nd at SNHU Arena. Tickets tomorrow, 10 a.m., livenation.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Every check, every shot, every save, every goal. The Boston Bruins play here.
What a spectacular move in the near circle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's opening day at Fenway. Zoe and Beadle are live at Lucky Strike Social on Lansdowne with Budweiser Legendary Lager for legendary moments on The Sports Hub.
So Alex Cora went to Target, I'm guessing right over here by Fenway Park.
Yeah.
And nobody knew who he was. Nobody recognized him.
He looks like a blender. Street clothes, he sticks. You don't put Red Sox garb on him? He looks like a regular old guy walking down the street. He can blend easily.
I want to look up how tall he is.
He's not tall.
He's a small guy, is he not?
He's got to be 6'1", 6'8".
6 feet, okay.
Yeah.
Average height.
Right in, blend right in.
6 feet is like average height.
Especially around Fenway.
Average height guy.
Yeah, you got such a ton of mix of people down here. Yeah, he'd blend right in.
What is he down there buying?
Walk past
what is he buying at Target?
Probably,
first of all, I love Target. You think that's what it was? But he moved into his place. Probably needed a few items.
Yeah.
Right? Was he in there buying the bathroom rugs?
No. You know,
I needed a toothbrush holder for the bathroom.
Scrubber for the toilet.
toilet brush.
Yeah.
Toilet brush.
You'll throw those like crazy.
I needed some laundry detergent.
Oh, yeah. Hey, some Tide Pods.
Tide Pods.
Give the Benintendi so he can chew on them.
Yeah.
Kid.
Here you go, kid.
Keep busy.
Box of condoms to snort through his nose.
Yeah.
You know?
God, that would make him more likable, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, do that. Put those videos on Instagram.
Oh, my God. So I like that about him, though. And he did that in Florida.
Regular guy.
Like, hey, what'd you do to get ready for your first game of the year down in Tampa? Well, I went to CVS to get diapers and formula for my wife. It's better than the other one. He's not chasing the sideline reporter. Yeah, that's nice.
What?
He's not chasing the sideline.
Well, I mean,
like Johnny Skirt Chaser.
If he is, we'll find out later on.
Well, lover boy. Well, we always do.
Yeah.
I just hope somebody's not in the organization. Jeez.
They have a track record. This organization has a track record. of involving themselves romantically with sideline reporters.
Yeah. There's only one now, right?
Uh-oh. Tiger update.
Yeah, Tiger missed his par putt on 5.
Jesus freaking.
Well, he found the fairway.
Tiger.
He found the fairway bunker there on 5 and didn't hit a great approach. He had a long birdie try and then just left it hanging on the side of the cup there with the par putt. So back-to-back bogeys put Tiger at 1 over par through 5 holes.
How about the par 3 mishap yesterday? Tony, how do you say it?
Fino.
Tony Fino.
What he
rolled his ankle. Fino.
Here's John in Lemonster. He actually wanted to talk about that. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey, did you guys watch that par 3 last night? The guy Tony Fino hits the hole-in-one, running down the fairway, and slips and dislocates his ankle.
Good.
On television. But not only that, he popped it back in and then continues to play.
It was wild watching it because it looked like it was instinctive, I don't know if everybody would do that or if he had done it before, but it was dislocated. He reached down and just kind of, tapped it or pushed it and got it to
freaked
pop
out.
Back in.
I thought his shoe came off.
Yeah, it was odd.
His shoe came off until they showed the replay again and saw him popping the ankle back in. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. It's nuts.
But for anybody who wants to goof on him and say that, golfers aren't athletes, remember, he was at the moment like walking backwards, which is a really hard thing. Yeah, it's a hard thing to ask of anybody, even, top athletes in the world. So you can understand how you would dislocate your ankle when you're walking backwards for 4 steps.
Oh, my God. We just watched it. Oh, my God.
Oh, and he just popped.
Just reaches down and...
Yeah, oh,
it's so great.
Yeah.
Ready? So here it comes again.
I'm going to watch it again.
Here it comes again.
I'm going to watch it again.
Ready? One more time.
Do it again.
Ready?
Nice white pants.
And then watch. Ready? Boop. Back in place. No problem.
Oh, my God.
No problem.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was a problem. I think he withdrew this morning.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's going to hurt a little bit.
You know what that is, too? That's adrenaline taking over, man.
Oh, man.
You're freaking out like, oh, crap. Hurry up. Slide that thing back.
Oh, that's brutal, though. Yeah. That is brutal. Gross. I had a friend who used to have a shoulder problem. His shoulder would slide out of the socket, and he could put it right back in.
Like Mel Gibson.
He finally got it fixed. He had surgery
that's
to fix it.
My favorite move.
But it would pop right out. He could dislocate it, with not, picking something heavy up. It would pop out on him, and then he could jam it back in there and get it back into the socket. It was gross.
Ram it in.
Yeah.
My favorite ones were when they would pop out during games, and then the trainers come out, and they got to put the foot on the chest and they're pulling the arm.
Yeah.
And pop it back in, and the guy's and he pops it in, and it's fine.
He starts doing it up against the wall he would slam it back in. Oh, gross.
Yeah. They're like, don't look at this. Look away. I'm like, no, I want to see this.
That looks disgusting.
Apparently, he was testing his ankle on the range. So, I don't, to see. 26 minutes ago, Tony Finau warming up on the range. Seemed like the ankle was fine and is giving it a go today. So, the early word was that he withdrew, but he's going to give it a shot.
Kyle's in Stoneham. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up,
Kyle? I just
want
to know your guys' take on Patriots bringing in Jordan Matthews. I feel like we haven't heard much about it, and I know he's visiting Tennessee today, but I like him. I like his size, 6'3", he's a slot guy. Kind of brings something different that the Pats don't really have right now, especially with Cooks being gone.
Beetle, was it you that said they're going to find that Brandon LaFell-type guy yesterday?
No, it was Jim.
Was that Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Jim. That's the way I view Matthews. They're going to look for that body type because you already got Edelman. You know what Hogan is. See, and I think the biggest – the X factor in all this, man, what's the status of Malcolm Mitchell? Even if he is healthy, I don't think you can trust him. You know what I mean? You need another to what the caller's talking about, the Matthews-type player who emulates same body size and style that Malcolm Mitchell plays with. Mitchell could give you a ton if he has a great – recovery and good bounce back year. He could be the X factor in this offense.
Matthew's a good player.
Matthew's really good
player. Yeah, he had knee and ankle surgery last year.
Yeah.
He played in 10 games.
He's going to be...
then went to IR.
He's going to be highly coveted. He's going to be traveling around trying to get the best price. It's going to be a money thing. Patriots will tap out at a certain price.
But if you're asking me if I'm on board with that, I'd be on board with that.
Well, I think he can play. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be on board with going after that guy.
Yeah.
And I know he's been in for the visit. Let's talk some more Patriots and get to a thought from Colin Cowherd about the future of the Patriots and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady's relationship going into the 2018 season. We'll do that next.
Sweet.
Zolak and Bertrand are live at Lucky Strike Social in Fenway for opening day. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off a wide range of select special order windows and doors. The latest styles in windows, entry and interior doors, even storm and patio doors. Now you and your home don't have to wait for an upgrade. With 15% off a selection this big, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come in now for select windows and doors. 15% off, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Valid through April 11th. See store for details.
Hi, my name is Jeremy. Arbel Insurance supports my dream of being a Special Olympics athlete. I competed locally and represented Massachusetts at USA Games and won gold and bronze medals in cycling. Your support will help more athletes with disabilities show the world what they can do.
To help athletes like Jeremy, please give to Special Olympics of...
Baseball, bowling, Budweiser. Zolak and Bertrand are live at Lucky Strike Social at Fenway for opening day. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here's what New England has done. I am supposed to believe this is a coincidence, that in the last 4 to 5 months, when Brady and Belichick have now a published and well-documented fracturing issue, Belichick has let Tom's number one running back go, Deion Lewis. His number one deep threat yesterday is now a Ram, Brandon Cooks. His backside protector, Nate Solder, is now gone. Cameron Fleming, who was the starting right tackle at the end of the year, gone. And because Julian Edelman was out, who was his number one playoff receiver last year, Danny Amendola, they let him go. Five key offensive players have all been allowed to walk out the door. So that means Tom Brady goes into this year at 40 with his two best offensive pieces, 32-year-old Julian Edelman off an ACL surgery, and the not physically reliable Gronk. If one of them gets hurt, Tom Brady has never had a football team where he will have to pull it more than this year.
Colin Cowherd on the state of the Patriots and the position Tom Brady has been put in, if this is the team that the Patriots show up to start the season with, because they are one injury away, whether it be to Gronkowski or Edelman, that would put them in a real bad spot and would put Tom Brady in a real bad spot, having to do more with less. That's what it would do. The one thing that I think Coward's trying to say, though, is that it's somehow out of spite. Right? Like,
that's so nothing.
Oh, I'll get you, Tom. No, I think it's more, well,
yeah.
You know what?
Let's bust our ass.
I'm not going to be focused on Tom's window. Yeah. I'm going to focus on my window.
Yeah, let's spend 4 hours on a plane sitting in the middle seat because they don't have first class going to Mobile, Alabama while I'm trying to type away at a computer and then stay at a Hampton Inn and then rush off in a car trying to get to the next pro day. Yeah, let's do that to make ourselves worse, and I'm going to really stick it to Tom so we end up 9-7. That doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't.
No, I think it's about which window he wants to maximize, his own or Tom's.
This could be, yeah. I kind of dig it that it would be Bill versus Tom instead of Tom versus Tom. Because your team's going to be in good shape. He's going to do what he can and what he's been doing for 20 years. Now, the problem is he's had one constant for 20 years, and that's Tom Brady. You know, that's the next guy. It's going to be tough. I don't care who it is. It's going to be a tough transition. I don't think it would have been seamless with Garoppolo. I think it would have been different. Yeah, it's just would you win? Were you guaranteed to win 12, 13? Seems like every time Brady's at the helm, you're guaranteed to win 12, 13 games. Like, I expect him this year being a 12, 13 win range again, regardless of who he brings in or what he does. As is, as it's constituted right now, with Hightower coming back, with Edelman coming back, I'm going to roll with what they have. Problem is backside tackle.
So the Patriots have already traded Jimmy Garoppolo, as you said. If they were to draft a quarterback in this draft, as we put it the other day, top two rounds,
yeah,
right? We said first or second round. Could, if that, whoever that guy is who gets drafted and is a good player and fits the system and yep. is coming along and is progressing as a prospect and is growing and getting better all the time as a backup behind Tom Brady.
Right.
If the next guy who gets drafted on this team is what Jimmy Garoppolo was when he got traded, is the next guy going to get traded by this team? Is there a chance that... hold that thought, Hardy.
Yeah.
Is that a negative or good one?
Apologies, Beetle. That's a bad one with the meow. Tiger on the 190-yard par 3 sixth. Stuck it to about 7 feet, but left his birdie putt down on the low side. Took it right down rookie lane. Missed the birdie putt. Another tap-in par. He remains at one over through six holes.
That's okay.
You get that rail, and I think...
I think worst.
That's
I think the worst.
I think bogey.
You got to take into consideration though what a two means on any hole. Like a birdie on a par three is almost. Matt's just walked in the studio. Matt's a very good golfer. Watches a lot of golf. A birdie on a par three is almost as good as an eagle on a par five. These guys don't make a lot of twos on these par threes.
Yeah, threes
there
are,
or
yeah,
anywhere else.
No better feeling than putting a two on the card.
There you go. That's from Tony Maserati. Very good golfer. Shot a 74 at the Links at Outlook last year. So, there we go. Oh, 75. 75, yeah, four over par. Yeah, he's a very good golfer. Yeah.
Good job, Maz.
Oh, he's legit.
Maz got a nice course. I played it. Nice course.
Just trying to remember. Okay, yeah. Is there a chance
you're talking
that happens
about sports
again?
Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I don't think it happens. I think the way Bill looks at it, the way Nick Caserio, the way the team looks at it is, all right, Brady won this round. He won't win this next one.
Yeah.
He won't win the next one because if it's 2 years from now, sorry, Tom.
Fool me once,
at 40, at 40, yeah, we were willing to do that. But now, nah, not anymore. You're too old
really,
now.
It's
we're
first,
going with the next guy.
It's the first offseason where you see cracks in the armor, meaning – you got a question, why do you do it? Who do you do it for? What do we do this for? Get my hand rubbed, my Achilles rubbed. You have convictions. And you gotta be able to come to the table with an understanding why you do it, or else maybe you better look to do something else. We've never heard him say that before. That's the first time he said it. Like, there's another thing I can do in he always talks about maximizing and channeling his energy. Energy's big to him. Feels like he was spent on that season, and it required a lot of extra energy. So what we're talking about, you're putting a lot in his lap. He's got to go out and be perfect again at 41. That's tough to do.
So to compare the two sides, Brady, Gronkowski, we've got these guys talking openly about contemplating their futures and contemplating how long they want to do things. Gronk openly said it minutes after the Super Bowl had ended that he was thinking about it. Brady, at the end of Tom versus Time, contemplating, you know, do I want to do this? And talking about the offseason. This offseason will be dedicated to family. And that following the start of Tom versus Time when he said, I give up my family time. Are you going to do that? And now he's going back to it. The best evidence we have that Bill would be thinking about walking away.
No, let's give up your life, not family. You better give up your
life.
Give
it all up.
Give your life up.
Give your whole life up.
As I am.
And that includes family to a degree.
Yeah.
The only thing we've got on Bill is Josh McDaniels stayed. And I don't think it's a great piece of evidence. I mean, it is. It would indicate that Josh thinks Bill is getting close, but we just don't have anything like that from Bill directly. So you want to get on the windows? You want to talk about who's on their way out the door or who you got to try and really force to stay? I just would put the coach third on that list of those three guys.
It would really suck.
And I think it could be to the extreme of he wants to outlast them all.
Think about this topic. Here we are. We're on opening day, and we're carrying almost 2 hours plus of Patriots. Still talking about we didn't get an answer on Malcolm Butler. Talking about McDaniels. Talking about the end with Bill. Where's he at now?
It's a year-round thing now.
You're making trades. If Bill would tell you the plan, meaning I'm gone in a year, or, yeah, this is why we traded Jimmy there, or this is why I didn't play Malcolm, we wouldn't have a story. Everybody would take what he said and be like, okay, what do we have on Patriots today? Oh, nothing. Got the draft coming up, though. We're looking forward to that at the end of April. Like, the buzz down there is crazy. That Thursday, they're already playing two TV shows, and I'm booked on another thing at the stadium.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the NFL draft.
Okay.
Like, for the last couple of years, it's kind of backburning it down there. They're pumping the bleep out of this thing.
Well, they
the
got five picks in the top
right?
100, of course.
I know.
It's different. They didn't have picks.
Feels like the NFL draft is back around here. And it hasn't been that way for a while. But part of that is it's a high-class problem. When you're good, you really don't have early picks. And sometimes you trade your good picks away for a good player like Cooks, Ely.
Yeah.
Talk to me in the third round. Those aren't fun drafts around here. This is going to be a fun draft. Like Jim said, fascinating. Jim Lauf, fascinating. So.
617-779-0985 on Fly on the Wall.
Yeah.
Fly on the Wall with the FU money.
Oh, it's crowded here.
Yeah, you feel like it's picking up a little bit?
Yeah, it's a big spot. I mean, it's deceiving how many people are in here because it's such a big space.
Lucky Strike Social, just behind Fenway Park, center field.
You know what they got coming up Sunday?
What?
WrestleMania viewing here. You can come here and watch WrestleMania live from New Orleans. On the big screens here. Tons of big screens.
Well, Jimmy Stewart and his crew are going to New Orleans.
Heading out on Friday.
I know, they're flying down. Friday or Thursday?
Friday. Yeah. During the show.
Do you think they're going to spend their entire Saturday and Sunday during the day locked up in a hotel conference room somewhere?
We're going to.
I told them to get out.
We're going to Mother's.
See the sun.
I told them, you got to go to Mother's for breakfast and lunch. They got a po' boy down this one spot. And then you go chase the wrestlers in singlets around a convention center for about 4 hours. And then you go to Bourbon Street. That's a night.
Oh, that's a night.
Aren't they missing like
Saturday? A hurricane and a hand grenade,
aren't they
baby.
Missing something like Saturday on Bourbon Street because they're going to a Ring of Honor event that's like outside of New Orleans? They're going to another wrestling match. I think so. We got to get the definite on that one.
Yeah, all the wrestlers will be there.
Is Tiger Woods even on the leaderboard here? No. Oh, my God. He's got to be in it for me to watch. Give me a reason to watch Saturday and Sunday,
baby. Well,
he's
not out of it yet.
I know. I can't wait to get to the back nine with the par fives.
Yeah, par fives on 13, 15. They just make up some ground there. He's in the fairway here at 7. He's in fine shape.
Why do they call it Amen Corner?
Because you got to say a prayer when you play those three holes, baby.
Do it.
You really didn't know?
No.
Oh, Amen Corner.
Didn't really care. Like right there. I like the delivery. I mean, coming out of Nance's mouth. And here we go, the Amen Corner. The little bridge. A little bubbling brook goes under that bridge. Little cherry blossoms on the back hill. Tiger steps to it.
Course looks good.
Course looks great. Hardy, what's the price on sandwiches? They go up this year or they stay the same there?
I think there's still $2. Get yourself a pimento cheese sandwich, yep. Beers are a couple of bucks. No big deal.
Now, pimento has the sliced green olives in it, right?
I don't know. I know is that's what they serve down there.
I thought it's bologna with olives.
Well, pimento loaf is something different than pimento cheese, isn't it?
Hoof.
The paw, the foot.
Hoof.
Hardy has our headlines. Yeah, what is pimento cheese?
Is it one yet?
No. Cheese, mayonnaise, and pimentos.
Pimento has a
served as a spread or relish.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Hardy has headlines back in our Town Fair Tire studios. And we are back from Lucky Strike Social next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Yes, Masters Round 1. We'll get you your scoring update here momentarily. But first, it's also the home opener for the Red Sox. Rays are in town. David Price gets the start just after 2 o'clock today. As for the lineup, Mookie Betts will lead off. He's in right, followed by Andrew Benintendi. Hanley Ramirez at first. J.D. Martinez, your DH, in batting fourth. Xander Bogaerts at shortstop. Rafael Devers at third and batting sixth. Then it's Eduardo Nunez, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Christian Vasquez behind the plate. Celtics with a 96-78 loss to the Raptors in Toronto last night. Tomorrow night, they'll be home to take on the Chicago Bulls. Tiger Woods hitting a decent approach shot on 7. Don't really know if it necessitated the Tiger Woods sound effect. He's one over par through 6 holes. And now
he's on
a,
the green.
Okay, well, he's on the green, but you and I are going to have a talk about the sound effects and when to use it, Jim. I think that's something that you and I should probably discuss. I think Mark Leishman is your leader right now, but it's still very early in this first round at the Masters. Finally, the puck drops at 7:30 tonight as the Bruins play the Panthers in Florida. Judd Zerot, Bob Beers on the call right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Visit now for a 15-minute oil change. You can stay in your car. No appointment is ever needed. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Just outside the Green Monster, Zoe and Beetle are enjoying a Budweiser at Lucky Strike Social on Lansdowne Street on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yep. Okay, quick Tiger update. What do we have? What do we have?
Come on, Hardy.
Another missed birdie putt, so he left left a little poop in that diaper for his par. He wants to remain at one over par and 3 strokes back of leader Mark Leishman. Well, Tommy Fleetwood just missed one on the exact same spot. This is a tough green on 7 right now.
What's Leishman? He an Aussie?
Is he Brit? Hello?
That's a great question. He's been in enough tournaments.
What's Leishman?
What is he?
He is Australian.
All right.
Oh, he's Australian. Hi,
Australia.
Good day, mate.
Oh, yeah, play golf down under.
Hey, we'll get to the turn. We'll get some shrimp on the bobby.
Shrimp on the bobby.
Yeah.
He's a guy we should know a lot better. He finished second in the British Open. He was fourth at the Masters a few years ago. He's won 3 times on tour. He's one of these guys who's
34.
You know, up there, close. But
yep.
Chili's isn't Australian, right?
No, that's not Australian. But I bet he passes on the pimento cheese and goes straight for the Vegemite, you know, being an Aussie and all.
You ever have Vegemite?
No, I've not, but I've heard
disgusting.
It's
disgusting.
What is Vegemite?
It's so bad. It's like their version of peanut butter. It's like their all-purpose spread that they have on sandwiches and stuff. It's just gross.
It's like eating wood filler.
Yeah. Thank you, Maz.
Hey, what's up, Maz?
Maz is in the studio where he has the Masters going
Maz
on all the
kids.
Tournaments today. No, he doesn't. He's got work to do. Yeah. It's a home opener for the Red Sox. We got the Masters. Come on, kid.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Hardy, thank you for the update.
Hardy, who's the tool in the striped shirt?
That's Mark Leishman.
Oh, my God.
He's an Aussie.
Oh, we got this nice striped shirt.
He's hitting that new Callaway Rogue driver that we gave away.
Oh, is he?
God.
With the jailbreak technology?
Yes.
Jailbreak technology.
Can't believe we got it.
Jailbreaking his way right to the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
Hello.
You guys want to hang on while Tiger tries to make his par save here on 7?
No.
All right. Well, we'll update you. Yeah. Don't worry. Talk about whatever it is you're going to talk about.
For the next 10 seconds.
No, he's lining up on the other side of the hole.
Okay,
right now.
We've got it.
It'll be a moment.
We've got it. We've got it. We've got it on the monitor here, so we'll take a look.
Now he's coming back. He's coming back up the hill, so I like his chances on this.
Greens are fast, huh?
Yeah, he just got to ram this one in the back of the cup. Don't take too long. Pick your line. Be aggressive.
Yeah.
Wow. Greens are fast.
Not so much about speed here as it is line. The Tiger's generally pretty good with these.
What's this about? What's this about? 4 feet? What are we at?
It's like about a 4-footer.
Yep.
That's what she said.
Tiger Woods putting for par in the 7th hole, and you can count that one. He's moving on to the next hole.
In the hole.
There it is.
In the hole.
What, he tee off?
Tiger.
One over through 7.
One over through 7.
What do you
7.
Got, par 5 coming up? Yeah. Come on, baby.
Get an eagle.
Give me an eagle.
Tiger updates all day long. Tiger tracker in full effect. How about this story about Julian Edelman? Did you see this yesterday? Edelman may have helped thwart a school shooting. If there is a more 2018 headline, I'd like to hear it. The New England Patriots receiver, Julian Edelman, was in Texas visiting Danny Amendola last month, though, when he got a direct message on Instagram. It said, "Dude, there's a kid in your comment section, says he's going to shoot up a school. I think you should alert the authority." Edelman instantly thought of the mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, and he said, in this story, quote, with the emotions of what happened, and I have a kid now, I said, holy Toledo, what's going on? Who says holy Toledo anymore?
You Julian do if you go Edelman. To school in Ohio, because that Toledo's in Ohio.
Yeah, holy Toledo.
That's a big that's thing a out there. Yeah.
Thing they say a lot. Holy Toledo. Yeah.
You go to Kent State, that's close. Hey, Toledo's close. Holy Toledo. That's like Shaughnessy with swell. Groovy.
So Edelman called his, did what every star professional athlete would do.
Tell your handler.
called his personal assistant.
And can we just stop for a second? This is where the narrative kind of takes a turn, and I thought whoever was writing these headlines, I understand you want to get some page views and some clicks, but this is immediately where I kind of tapped out on the story, and it goes from Julian Edelman, instrumental in thwarting a school shooting because he called his assistant. Because somebody else alerted him to the fact that there was a comment on his timeline on Instagram. So, yes, he did what every hero does in this situation.
Like they tell you, beware.
He called his assistant. All right, but go ahead.
He called Shannon Moen, his assistant, back in Boston. She went through the hundreds of comments, and she found the alarming message. It read, I'm going to shoot my school up. Watch the news.
Holy Jesus.
Moen found it, called 911. Police officer showed up. The officer saw it on the screen. The officer then called the chief, who sent two detectives to Moen's house. The detectives collected some information about the person who posted the threat. They returned to their office. They made an emergency records request. They got the account information for who it belonged to. They traced it back to somebody who was in Port Huron, Michigan.
Wow.
Okay. That then, of course, turned into, we got to call the cops out in Michigan. They got to go check this out. And they found a teenager. I'm looking at the screen grabs here. They called Port Huron, Michigan. They drove to the house. They found a 14-year-old boy who admitted to it. They also found two rifles in the house that belonged to his mother. The boy's threat was aimed at the middle school that he attends in a nearby township.
Jesus.
He was taken to juvie, where he still is. He's still locked up.
Probably mental evaluation.
Was charged with making a false report of a threat of terrorism, which is a felony punishable by up to 4 years in jail.
I don't know if it's a false threat. That's what they're probably trying to find out.
Back in Boston, Moen said she is relieved that the potential crisis was averted because this guy was putting this out on Instagram. Mm. So, wow. Just this is the state of the world in our country. That this is what's going on.
Oh, God.
And I'm laughing because our boss just walked by with bowling shoes. He's going to bowl.
He looks so thrilled.
Of course he is. No, he does. He loves bowling.
Like
he's from Wisconsin.
Like a little puppy.
Dude knows how to bowl.
There you go.
Best bowler we have.
Ball the leader.
So, Edelman does get the credit for paying attention to this once he got that message.
Now, wait a second. Now, he did, but
sure he does. It's an awareness. They tell you to be aware. Know your surroundings, right?
No, I'm just saying, how many athletes are checking their DMs and paying attention to all the crap that's on there?
Did Amendola alert him?
He saw it, and then he called the assistant.
All right, so a DM on Instagram, does that work the same as a DM on Twitter?
Yes, I believe
so it's someone that he has to be following. How many DMs do you get, Beto?
Oh, that I don't know. I don't think that's true, Hardy. I don't think that's
true. I'm glad he did it. He did the right thing, but I'm looking at the headlines here. How Patriots Julian Edelman helped stop a potential school shooting. Did he? From MLive.com. Maybe. Patriots wide receiver helps find Michigan school shooting threat suspect on Instagram. No. The headline is, a kid got arrested for posting a threat on an NFL player's Instagram. That's the headline.
Edelman
but that's not as sexy as Julian Edelman's superhero.
Wow. You are way too angry about this.
Well, it's because... What did he do? He did what?
Because the last paragraph, this is the New York Times
did the
report. Julian Edelman, at the end of the story, is deflecting any credit and is saying we need to find the person who actually saw this and told somebody.
Thank you.
Right?
Good.
That's
not Julian Edelman's fault. I'm not mad at Edelman.
Okay,
I'm happy for Edelman.
Good.
He did everything right. It's the headline writers that piss me off on stuff like this.
Yeah. Clickbait.
Yes.
How'd Tiger do? He teed off. What happened?
Oh, he striped it on the par five.
Sweet.
Par five, AP, absolutely.
Come on, baby.
Can I raise a question?
One.
And this is a question. It's just a question. The person who DM'd Julian Edelman clearly believed that this kid on Instagram may be crazy and maybe someone that wants to shoot up a school and thought it was important to tell somebody. Why didn't that person call 911?
That's a little weird, too.
Isn't that a little off?
Yeah. Maybe they want to make out on the hero.
And they haven't been able to track down that person.
Maybe it gets
message.
A little more attention when it comes from Edelman, or as the case may be, and as Edelman pointed out, his assistant. You know? Ooh, so before we put the cape on him, he called his assistant and handles all the other stuff and says, yes, you know, look into this for me. So if you call up and say, hey, I'm poking around on Instagram and saw this, all right, we'll get to it. But if somebody calls and say, I'm calling from the office of Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots and we have something that's concerning, then everybody perks up a little bit more and they follow it. So good for him or his assistant for, you know, using that hopefully to their advantage and stopping something that could have happened. I guess they found a couple of rifles that belonged to the kid's mother in the house.
Yes.
So who knows how serious this was.
He had the means, and he clearly has something crazy with him. Sorry, you've got to be crazy just to be posting that somewhere, whether it's a real threat or not. You've got to have something wrong with you.
You got
to
know you're going
to make that, you know, claim, even if it's somehow a joke. I don't know how that would be a joke. But I would just say that it's an example of if you see something like that, I don't think the police are ever going to be mad that you called them and told them about this.
Strange part of the country.
That's, right?
Huron, Michigan, awfully close to the Michigan militia. Terry Nichols, remember that guy, Oklahoma City bombing? It's all in the same part of the state.
Yeah, you're part of the world there, Hardy.
Nah, that's north Michigan. Of me, baby. No, that's further north.
You're part of the world. Zolak and Bertrand, we are live from Lucky Strike Social, just outside of Fenway Park. It is jam-packed. We are getting ready for opening day, and it is cold outside. More on that coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand, live at Lucky Strike Social at Fenway. With Budweiser. Legendary lager for legendary moments. On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub. This is breaking sports news. Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
From the Twitter of Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN senior NBA insider, quote, in the aftermath of left knee surgery, Boston Celtics all-star guard Kyrie Irving will miss the rest of the regular season and playoffs, league sources told ESPN. Once again, Kyrie Irving out for the rest of the season and playoffs, according to Adrian Wojnarowski.
Okay.
Ouch.
That one hurts, literally and figuratively.
That setback.
And that comes from nobody better in the game of basketball reporting. Adrian Wojnarowski, Kyrie Irving, done for the year. Will not make a return for the Boston Celtics. That's
changes,
it.
Changes everything.
Write him off.
Changes everything.
That's it.
Go Bruins.
It's over.
Sadly.
That's my reaction.
Yeah, I mean, your best case scenario, get to the second round. That's best case scenario for you. Win your first round without him.
I don't know about that. You don't think they can beat the 76ers in the second round? If it falls that way?
Coming on.
Could they? Yes. Will they? I don't feel great about that.
This feels deflating. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to go out and bust your ass and scheme things with the whole perception that he's coming back. You're going to go out and play like that first round or two for him. You know,
you think Marcus Smart's coming back now?
No.
Nope.
No.
He's not going to come back. He's a free agent.
That's supposed to help you, Marcus Smart with a brace on his right hand? This is kicking the nuts.
You know what Brad was saying the other day? This is my team, you know, for the playoffs. He wasn't talking about the first round, was he? He was talking about for all of it.
Yeah. Wow, he must have had a setback. Again, taking the wire off the kneecap, man. Eesh. Go and look at the surgery. Go and look at what they do to fix it. Go and look what they have to, how they have to open you up to take that wire out. I don't know. Not only this year, now everybody's like, oh, he'll be fine. He's young, Neil Hill and all that. He's going to be good. Oh, it will be good for the long haul. Will this thing be chronic?
I'm not convinced of that.
I don't know. It should be.
I don't think it becomes a chronic thing.
I trust the medical people. I mean, they say he's going to be good.
You know what I think might happen now is they may go back in and take out those screws in a couple of weeks.
Go fix the freaking thing.
You might get him out just to get him out and say, hey, get ahead of it, have a full off season of healing.
Yeah.
Be ready to go in October when everybody's back.
That sucks for him. That does. Sucks for him, sucks for the team.
So that's the news.
Wow. That's
breaking
good,
news.
Good way to start the 1 o'clock hour off.
Kyrie Irving done for the year for the Celtics. That according to Adrian Wojnarowski. Will not make a return. Had the surgery to remove the tension wire. And obviously something has happened between now and then that has made those doctors and the team determine it would make no sense, or he's not going to be capable of making it back.
Man.
Depressing is what it is.
Terry Rozier time, man. Get out. Time for him to continue what he's doing. I'm excited to watch him play. I like him. It just seems he doesn't have the attitude that Smart has. I know Smart's a different player, and he's got to play with that edge. Wow. That's a tough one, because now who's your scorers? Who's your main scorer on your team right now? Because you always thought Kyrie's going to be your
number
one.
It's by committee.
Yeah, it's by committee, but it's probably like the combination of Brown and Tatum. Right?
Ah.
Brown, Tatum, Rozier could be your third scorer.
And there's just nothing good you can say about this. I mean, we were hoping, hey, get
well, you
got
to readjust your expectations.
Get him back second round.
Readjust your expectations and just let the chips fall where they may and see what this team can do. Now it's about coaching in a series. We've talked about this the last 2 years. Brad's ability to adjust game to game in a series. I don't know. Maybe that helps, but enjoy every win they could get. I don't know. Your expectations are totally, you know, changed. They've changed. How could they not? Because Kyrie was your horse. Man, yeah. Our whole topic of conversation is with the thought that he's coming back. All our questions of Brad Stevens are, you know, the Kyrie there coming back. What's the Kyrie update? How's he feeling? Yeah, it's the latest today. That sucks.
So let's get your reaction to this news. And that news again, Kyrie Irving, done for the year. Will not make a return to the Celtics prior to the conclusion of the playoffs. He's done. They're shutting it down. So they know something that would prevent him from coming back. No Kyrie Irving for the Celtics. We'll continue talking about it with your calls and reaction to this. And really, how far do you think the Celtics can go without him? I think they can win a round. I'm not betting on them to win two without him. You can't take three starters off a team, and I'm counting Gordon Hayward in that too, and expect to just keep on going. You know, I know they played well without him.
Yeah,
I'm just, I don't know. I'm not ready to commit to them being in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, I think
without Kyrie Irving, I think that's getting a little ahead of ourselves.
The question's now answered: which of the winter sports teams will go further, or should go?
Well,
further.
You never know.
Yeah,
you never know. Which team do you expect more out of?
I don't see the Bruins get
popped first round. All right, headlines with Hardy, a recap of that story, and we're back from Lucky Strike Social.